controllers, Delray Beach and Palm Beach Gardens branch offices will be closed to the public every Friday until further notice. The closed West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, and Belgrade offices will remain open on Fridays. Longer than usual wait times may be experienced. The clerk and controller's office appreciates your patience as we work through our booking shortfall. Thank you for calling the office of Sharon R. Bach, clerk and controller of Palm Beach County. You've reached the County Civil, Small Claims, Circuit Civil, and Probate Department. You may visit us online at www.mypalmbeachclerk.com for access to public records, information about our services, and to file documents online. Please listen as our menu options have changed. For locations, directions, and hours, please press 1. For information on filing documents electronically or e-file, please press 2. For information on foreclosures, press 3. For information regarding obtaining a marriage license, please press 4. For information regarding probate, please press 5. For filing, thank you for calling the Probate Department. Visit us online at www.mypalmbeachclerk.com for general information on probate cases, as well as a full listing of probate fees and costs. For telephone numbers, addresses, hours of operations, press 1. For filing or copy fees, press 2. For specific probate case information or to speak with a clerk representative, press 3.
Clerk's office is Bill.
Hi, I was calling to check up on a filing that I filed. It was a indigency form. Who would I speak to about that?
Well, for what type of case?
Probate. You want the
case? The case is already in the system, or is it?
Yeah, you want the case number?
Yeah, that'd be better.
Okay.
Give me 1 second, okay?
Sure.
Alright, what's your case number?
Okay, CP003698.
Okay, it's 2016?
14.
CP.
Excuse me?
2014 CP. 003698.
Correct.
I don't have a case for that number. It's 2014?
Yeah.
C.P. Charlie Powell.
Yep.
3698.
Correct.
I'm not showing the case now.
I've got a filing number for the document that was filed in that case on the 13th.
It was the 30 e-portal?
Yeah.
Okay, let's look on there.
You want the whole case number? It's 502014. CP003698, then 4 X's, and then NB.
I just looked it up and it's not showing. I tell you what, let's do this. Let's look it up by last name.
Okay, Bernstein.
Is that what it, B-E-R?
N-S-T-E-I-N, Shirley.
B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. Well, that's showing that. Well, it's 2014 CP 3698, right?
Right.
Well, it's there.
It is there?
Yeah, but I don't... Let me write this down because this is happening quite frequently. When you look up a case number on these probate cases, don't find it, but you look up a name, there it is. 2000.
Probably when you switched systems a few weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Everything's changed.
Everything's screwed up.
Yes.
You have to work at Keys. I mean, this
one. Yeah. No, no,
okay.
I get it.
Let me pull up that case for you.
It's a massive system. Yeah, and it's holding up a appeal that's due Thursday. Meaning that they needed the indigent form. They said, so even though I'm already approved indigent, to do some kind of appendix for an appeal.
Okay.
Well, appeals.
Stay with me for a minute.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Please continue to hold until we are able to assist you. Your county government services are provided by the Board of County Commissioners and the following independently elected constitutional officers: Comptroller, State Attorney,
Hi.
Hi.
I was just talking to the clerk, and I was checking on a filing that I filed in a case that was for indigency to, I'm already indigent, but they wanted another form, and it's holding up an appeal due Thursday, the appendix is, so he first couldn't find it, and then he found it, and he couldn't understand why it's not ruled on, so he said he was getting somebody, and that, I guess, would be you. Would you like the case information, the case number?
Yes, please.
Okay, 502014, CP, Charlie Peter, 003698, and then quad...
098.
Got it.
Shirley Bernstein?
Correct. And I believe it was submitted 4:13 at about 4 o'clock.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
The submission was filed 4:13 at 4 p.m.
I see it filed.
Yeah, and the appeal is due Thursday, and the appendixes are kind of critical to it, and so... Is there any way to figure out what's holding it up, maybe?
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, I'm not an appeals clerk. Hang on just a minute.
Nor am I.
Nor are you, right?
Right.
Would you mind holding while I run back and see if I can't find that clerk and get her phone number, and then I'll have to transfer you to her.
Okay.
Because she does all the appeals.
Okay, what's her name?
Her name is Kathy.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right, hang on, please.
Okay, thank you very much.
better number.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to transfer her you over to Kathy.
Okay, what's her number?
It's 355-6091.
Okay, great.
All right.
Have a lovely day.
All right, you too. So here we go.
Services provided by the Board of County Commissioners.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can I help you?
Hi, yeah. I'm trying to find out why indigency form wasn't approved.
Okay, give me 1 second, will you take your case?
Excuse me?
You have a case number, please?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. It's 502014 CP. 003698.
I don't know. It never got to me, so let me look at it for a minute. Someone else took it in. It was never given. Do you have an ongoing appeal?
Yeah, and it's like due Thursday, and I don't have the record on these two cases.
Okay, yeah, the record isn't going to forth yet. Okay, let me look.
So am I going to have to file an extension over there?
I don't know yet. Let me finish looking at this tip real quick.
Okay.
And see if I can certify it or not. Give me 2 seconds.
I'm pretty poor, so it should be pretty easy.
Okay, just give me a minute.
Okay.
I'll put you on hold 1 second, okay?
Okay, no problem.
I promise not to lose you. Let me tell you my direct number. For some reason, I lose you.
I got it.
From you do? Okay, I'll put you on hold.
Okay.
Public board meeting. Across the street to the west is the Maine County Courthouse, located at 205 North Dixie Highway.
That was then?
The offices of the state attorney and the public defender are located to the north of the Maine Courthouse on Dixie Highway. A parking garage is located on the south side of the government center. Metered public parking is available on the first level.
Please stay on hold
until we are able to assist you.
Sir, can you email me a copy of your driver's license?
Sure.
Can I need it? That'd be great.
Hold on 1 sec. Let me just get your email.
Take your time.
Hold on.
That may be why they didn't do it, but they should have called you, and I apologize for that.
Okay, no problem. I'm just going to have to notify them that I need a little bit more time. That's
yeah.
Cool. Okay. What's the email?
Okay, it's cmarkisen at palmbeachclerk.com.
Okay, so I've got Charlie Mary, ARKISEN, at palmbeachclerk.com.
It's my Palm Beach Clerk, MY.
Okay, my Palm Beach Clerk.com.
Yeah, okay. Could it be any longer
now? Okay.
Yeah, if you send that to me, I'll get this NC form corrected, and then I'll look at the rest of your case for you.
And if you can just reply when you get it that you got it,
okay,
then I won't have to bother you. Okay, great.
And then I filed the index.
Okay, that'll be a minute. It'll take me a few minutes.
Oh, you know what? Wait a second. Let me look at something here. The record was filed with the fourth.
No, for two of the cases, not the other two that are also part of that same order.
There are only two cases listed on this case.
Well, I don't know how, because the order is for four cases, meaning the order is covering four cases.
Okay,
so we already went through that.
DCA,
And then somebody changed it, so we don't know what happened there, but it is for all four if you look at it. I know it was filed that way.
Only one record was done.
Two records.
Two records
done. But there's four that need to be done.
Okay, the order from the fourth doesn't say that, so give me a second.
Okay.
I gotta look at more stuff here. You might have to take that back up to the fourth, but give me a minute to really look at this, because this is confusing.
Ken, you better get Kevin on. See if he's still on. I don't think so.
Yeah, I have it, the record from 16222, which is the fourth DCA number.
Right. And that order that we're appealing has orders for four cases in it. So
okay, they're not consolidated in any form or fashion in our court. You have to get the fourth DCA to consolidate them for me to make it be all one together.
Okay.
Because you do have an application for NC here. So that has nothing to do with anything.
And then I did file it for all the cases. I don't know.
You have to have filed four different notices of appeal to get all four going over. And it would be four different appeals. It wouldn't just
They took two of them somehow.
So you'll need to talk to them.
Oh,
that's not on me. I can't assume to do records for four different cases without their telling me to. I mean, I'd have to get an order from them, which I don't have.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be difficult.
No, I'm not allowed to do it. I wasn't taking it that you are at all getting difficult. Just as confused as I am.
By calling the fourth and talking to somebody there and ask them how they want you to proceed, or if I need to do something, they'll give me an order and I'll be happy to follow it.
Okay, is there somebody there that you think would handle this best?
Ask for Lynn Coletti.
Lynn, L-Y-N-N?
Yeah.
Coletti.
And the number is 242-2000.
242-2000.
Area code 561.
Okay, thanks,
Kathy. And I don't know, I mean, hopefully that'll help you.
Okay, I'll send you over the license as well.
Okay, I would be appreciated. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Kevin?